Online Gaming Radio. Unleashing our zombie hordes against the cyborg armies of your medieval realm. But with, music and stuff. The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for March 2nd, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning in my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs is Elkin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Hey Elkin, how you doing?
Good.
Just good?
Yeah. I'm afraid to do better because you might get upset.
Oh, stop it. I have no problem with you dinging. It's when you rub it in.
I did not rub it in last night, honest. Sorry you took it that way.
Yeah, I gotta get a new mouse for the second computer. Yeah, I'm just trying to adjust your levels a little bit. Anyway, as a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can join us on our in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of Jethel's parodies, you can find them at kithacore.org. Well, first things first, just as we were coming on the air here, just as my intro was starting, we had a ding. So congratulations to Hoopy, the Legion of Kithacore, who just dinged 82 like 2 minutes ago. So congratulations, here's your ding. And we're doing ding-a-lings here, aren't we? Ding-a-ling. So congratulations to Hoopy. Let's see here. I believe Zerzel said that she dinged 86 today. So we'll give her a congrats. Congratulations to Zerzel. But of course, you know, there's a lot of dinging going on. I mean, in the last week, well, no, it's been, what, 2 weeks since the expansion came out for the pre-release?
Just about.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks now, and I dinged, well, you and I both dinged 86 last night. Me, about 4 hours after you did. I was up late trying to catch up.
Oh, don't believe him. He was pissed at me. You were pissed at me.
You were rubbing it in.
I was not. I did exactly what you do in Guild. I go, can you feel it?
Yeah, but that's my line. You're not allowed to use it.
And before that, I told you that I loved you and everything else, and you didn't say a word.
Because I knew what was coming.
But you didn't say anything. Like, you know, nothing. So You were ahead of me.
Stick to friggin' trade skills. Let me ding 90 first. You, and it doesn't matter what expansion it is. you're always going to beat me to the max level.
I'm not trying. Honest. As if you remember last week, guys, I was behind and he was ahead.
Mm-hmm. And then you had to switch and start doing the adventuring quests instead of the trade skills.
I ran out of the trade skill. I'm down to doing dailies on the trade skill.
Yeah, like Rua saying here from the Antonio Bell server, that makes it worse. Because now you're ahead in trades and levels.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
I do.
That's what they all say. Alrighty. So
Oh my god.
Sure, we have tons and tons of dingage going on all across Norath. We work hard for our XP. So hard for it, baby. We do have some birthdays to announce. We have three that I know of. If I miss you, then by all means, send me a tell, and we'll do something about that. The first one is Nick McLaurin from Sony. What does he do? Is a dev? One of the devs?
No, I'm not sure. I think he's in IT, but I believe he works for Sony.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but...
Okay. The second is Coloria. I'm sure I butchered that. That's the girl that was on when we were talking about Dark Elves.
Okay.
She sent me a tell just before we went on the air. I'm not going to say how old she is, but she told me. And last but not least, the Den Mother! The Den Mom has got it going on, and she's got it going on this Friday. It will be her birthday, so if you know Den Mom or any of her alts, by all means, flood her with happy birthdays. If you don't know what her alts character's name are, I'm not going to tell you.
You can always go to EQ2, EQTraders.com, and log onto the forums there and leave her a nice birthday greeting.
Yes. So for all those folks who had a birthday in the last week or this coming week, in Den Mother's case, we wish you a happy birthday, and here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, so happy birthday, congratulations for in your real life dingage.
I got a new blueprint last night.
Oh, what you get?
Personal harvest depot.
Oh, cool. So you can—that's one you can put in your house, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Excellent, excellent, Smithers. Now we will rule the world. Release the hounds.
So when are you gonna make one for me?
I have to,
No, wait a minute. What's the point? I do all my trade skilling in the guild hall.
Yeah.
Now, too bad you couldn't put that in the guild hall as a secondary one.
Why?
Because our primary is full. We're getting close to it.
I've already moved stuff over to, the bank. I pulled out tier one stuff to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
For the time being.
I'd like to find out what in the world I'm wearing that, as a light source, has given me a red glow.
Is it not your claws?
Are they a light source?
I am not certain. Take them off, put them back on, see if it changes.
Let's see here.
And if it isn't that, just keep taking stuff off and checking.
Oh, I see how you are. Nope, not the claws.
Okay, well, keep going. I'll be over here watching.
Mm-hmm. Great, now where did my second set of clothes go?
No. You can't wear any of the clothes. You have to take them all off.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, when you equip both of the mystical claws of JoJo you get the ability Swift Claws.
Mm-hmm.
Increases damage by 10 per second. And will double attack 15%.
I haven't tried fighting with mine yet. I might and see if it's any better than what I've got.
I got this nice little teleport stone to go to Kualu. Is that how you pronounce that? Kualu?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I slaughter names, remember?
Yeah, that's the one. Ishia just did that. But you can only use it if you're in the Highlands.
What did you get?
The Kualu teleport stone.
How did you... It must be a quest I haven't gotten
yet.
Yeah,
it comes as part of a quest. You have to...
I'm just working on those quests now. I mean... I'm good with the pandas.
Yeah, you're good with the pandas. And
it was funny. You know, I do the quest at the from the guy who's on, you know, that's guarding the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, go on in, right? And the guard's standing there, so I, you know, trot across the bridge. The guard basically throws me out.
Nice.
He told me it was okay.
Very nice.
I snuck in. I snuck in anyway. If you get to the top of the bridge there before you get... You step on the land. If you jump to the left, you know, you can...
And then step to the right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I was able to dodge the guards and do a quest inside until they didn't mind me being in there. I thought it was amusing.
Very interesting. Okay, I think I know what's causing the light source. Everyone has a personal light source that you can turn off and on if you're not carrying a torch. Just by hitting Alt-L.
So is it that?
Yeah.
Or is it your glowing personality?
No, it is the personal light source, they call it. When I turn that on, I have a orangish-reddish glow, so... Okay, whatever. Would have been nice for it to have been white. Yeah, Shizuka says that I'm radioactive now.
I'm radioactive man.
So I have been visiting guild halls.
When?
My
people
have been inviting me. We talk about guild halls and their designs and stuff every once in a while on the show here. And people have been sending me tells saying, hey, come check out this guild hall. And I gotta say, I visited one last week after the show. And I showed it to you. It's on the Unrest server. So, everyone write this down. Unrest server, the Kelithin Guild Hall, is called Arcane Sanctum. Not hard to find. There were only two guilds with halls there. Arcane Sanctum, Kelithin Unrest server. That guild hall is unreal. It's just like you walked into... It's just like you walked into a woodland area. All the... you can't really see walls, but you're on a path. You're on a stone path, I might say. And then off to the side, you know, where they finally have you melding back into the, because it's a Kinos based pattern. When they have you finally going back into the stone areas, they actually put false masonry up, so it looks like you're entering a keep. But when you first zone in, it looks like you're still outside. They've got a cannon. They've got a river. I like it. I think they did a great job. Congratulations to Arcane Sanctum. Great hall. One I visited last night, the Steel Rose on the Antonia Bale server. Freeport Tier 2 Hall. They're not done, but it's coming along beautifully. They're taking advantage of a lot of the Gorowin Red stuff. Looks fantastic. Matter of fact, hon, I think you ought to go take a look. I like it.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not sure if you can. I know I have visitor access. Not sure if you do. But I think their guild leader is on. So let's see. I'm going to go to the Common Lands. Going to the Common Lands.
The Steel Rose.
I like what they've done there. The Outriders of Kelithin on the Antonia Bale server in the Kelithin Guild Hall. Again, another nice design. The festival is in Darklight Wood.
I guessed right, didn't I?
Yep. Yeah, it's in the Darklight Wood right outside of Nariak. I say that because someone just asked in the channel. I don't know. Some of the stuff's nice looking. Not sure I'd buy it, though.
It's sort of... it's Nariak colors. What do you expect?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Nariak ebon. But I don't know. Not what I was expecting, maybe. I still say I would really like it if they would switch the room dividers to not having the base at the top and bottom. Know what I mean? So it's just a flat panel. I would love that. Let's see. Stone Stair Byway. Oh, and just so people know, if you're... Actually, I don't know if it's all levels, because they said something about changing the guards so people can do their quests and stuff like that. But I know at level 85, if I'm invised, if I'm camouflaged, I can sneak past the guards in both Nariak and Freeport. So I don't know if that's just because I'm level 85 or if they just changed it so the guards can't see invis. I'm not sure. So you can go home now, or people can visit you in your home again.
Mm-hmm, if they're high enough.
Death to the enemies of Lucan.
Yeah, but you're the enemies of Lucan. Goddamn Thexians, make up your minds.
They're trying to... I don't know why they say that. Lucan's not even around.
Death
to the enemies of mouthwash.
That's what I think they say. All right, let's see here. The Steel Rose.
I don't think anybody would use a mouthwash named Lucan.
I wouldn't. Do you have horrible breath in the morning? By all means, put Lucan in your mouth.
No. Don't.
Okay, speaking of vast sexual innuendo, shall we talk about your trip to the hole? Okay, here's the situation, folks. Elkin Jenna was in a group with a bunch of the Vagabond Knights on the Antonia Bale server. Looking for Tail in the hole.
In the hole.
Wow. They've added more to this since I was here last night.
No, I didn't fall down the hole. I went into the hole.
So you coming to see
what
this
was
go
more
hall?
Funny is what was more interesting is they had a problem getting it up.
They had a problem getting it up in the hole?
Mm-hmm. It's one mob they were looking to get up in the hole.
Alright. So the VK have a problem getting it up in the hole.
Yeah, but when I was with them there was no problem because it was up.
Ah, I see. So when Elkhorn was with them, they were able to get it up just fine.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you coming to see the skill hall?
I will in a second. Right now I'm trying to unload all the stuff out of my bags. I haven't sold anything as far as equipment that they keep giving me up there because I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet. And the fact that, I could probably eventually transmute some of this stuff.
Transmute?
I don't really want to just dump it yet. What the heck is this one? fishing pole. Fishing pole. I don't want to lose that. And I have two balls now.
So you have two balls and a pole?
No, I have two balls.
Okay.
I have my chokey balls.
Ah, chokey balls. So you'll let you, so you're
choke balls.
So whose balls are you choking?
They're mine now. The choke balls. I got a kitty.
I see how you are.
Yeah, I know. I got all this crap in my bags, man. In my bags. Oh my god, that was all the way full. What am I gonna do with all this stuff?
I don't know. Do like I do and just sell it.
No, I don't want to just dump it. I mean,
dump it.
No. I will eventually. I haven't even looked to see if I like what it looks like on me. That's in my backpack? Yeah, I guess it is. So anyway, yeah, going down the hole, that was interesting. When you're doing the quests in Peniel, you learn that a lot of the stuff down there that you're running around is what's left over from previous versions of Peniel. The current version that we run around now is like the third version of Peniel that's been built. And I don't know how in the world they did this, but you go up this one little area to the top, and then when you go over the top, you're looking at a straight down incline. But instead of climbing down, you walk down this. So you were basically standing on a wall, walking down. So the first time you do that, it's a little weird.
Okay, so you were doing an old 70s Batman climbing up the wall thing.
Yeah, because we were climbing down the friggin' wall. And you could fight along the wall, too.
I see.
Oh, my God. I've got to get cream out.
What for?
To make new things.
Things?
Yeah.
Things.
I need more space.
That you do.
Yeah, all my things are full right now.
Things.
Damn.
What is this?
I don't know what that is.
Yes, you do.
I can't see it. Things. I have a bag in my thing.
Oh, I like this rug.
Oh, yeah. That's for a quest.
I love this rug. Just linked it in the channel. The rough spun cloth rug. That looks nice. So I think it can be truly said with the furniture that can be bought with faction in Peniel.
Yeah.
That furniture has balls. I think everyone can agree with me that furniture has balls.
How does it have? Oh yeah, all over the place, doesn't it?
Yep, balls all over the place. Balls on the walls, I tell you.
Well, does that have anything to do with them being over the hole?
Okay, so every bit of furniture that the Uridice make has balls on it, and they're over the hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ought to know that the innuendos are going to be flying like crazy.
Innuendo.
We had them. We had all sorts of innuendos back in EverQuest.
Okay, yeah, you need to level up Crema, because I just got to look at the Sumac couch. Maybe a link.
Now, is that faction?
Nope. The Sumac couch, well, I don't know if it's faction. I don't know if you need faction to get it, to get the recipe, but that's the Sumac couch, and it looks awesome. It's red.
Well, I have to look. She needs to get in good with the, and they're saying it's Sumac.
Sumac? Okay.
Now, for once, you butchered it. So, are you even going to go into the hole?
I went in there.
Got to go in.
I went in there briefly and saw the level of stuff and left.
Then you didn't go very far into the hole. You have to go all the way into the hole to really experience
it. Not alone.
You don't want to go alone into the hole? You want to have people with you?
Of course. I like group situations.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Well, we went after Tail down there.
Tail in the hole.
Tail in the hole. It's been such a long time that, from EQ, even remembering what the hole was like. I mean, the only thing I remember is coming in, dying, and having my body drugged somewhere deeper into the hole and then being revived.
Now, if you, in EverQuest 1, if you jumped into the hole, you actually ended up exactly where you wanted to be.
You'd be dead.
Well, yeah, you'd be dead, but you'd be right where you wanted to be. So your team had to go to, so if like somebody came late to the raid, you know, you just, okay, we'll jump. We'll res you.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much, yes.
But it seems like even when you jump down into the hole, you end up in the same entrance way.
When you jump into the hole, you must res them. Alright. So this place is awesome. We're going to be redesigning the... after we hit 90, that is.
You mean after you hit 90?
We're going to be doing some redesigning in the guild hall.
You mean you'll be redoing designing in the hall?
I got ideas now.
I know how you are.
I got ideas.
There is no we in it. It's you.
Because I have stuff in my head.
Well, Urson said he's helping.
Yep, Urson is working toward getting those new giant bookshelves.
Okay.
And have you seen them? Well, they're the ones that are in Peniel, in the library area. You can you can get those.
Mm-hmm.
So Urson's going to get a bunch of those for the...
They're nice, except they get fake books in them. I'm more interested in real books. Real game books, let's put it that way.
Xanadai had to add to the innuendo here. Leave what? It to Sony to start with the hole and end up in VD. The Vash's Deep is the mission area.
Oh.
Leave it to Sony to start in the hole and end up in VD. You haven't been out there yet, have you?
I don't think so. Well, I might have made it out there when I was on test running around all over the place.
Well, that's where that theater is I was telling you about, where there's a... there's a play on what happened in Yerudin.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't. Not even when I was on test.
You don't even need the quest about the play to go in and watch the play. It's always running.
Oh, cool.
That's always running. And then, you know, you go in, and it says to pick a seat for a good spot. But all the seats, you know, it's like an arena seating.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no fucking way. The stage is too far away.
Mm.
It's kind of like watching a play that's going on, like, at the Claymore, but you're trying to watch it from the lighthouse.
What? How are you supposed to watch this thing?
You go up to the stage. It's the only thing you can do. I hopped up on stage. And the most... It's an interesting story. I'll give it that. You know, it's how the... basically how they ended up blowing up Lucklin. So that mystery's been solved. Thank you, Eurydites. You blew up the moon. But anyway...
Well, gnomes are off the hook.
Yeah, gnomes are off the hook. Yeah, gnomes are off the hook for that one. But, you know, he tells a story on how, you know, the one member of the High Council of Yerudin basically sold out to the Void. And they started pumping Void stuff through the, you know, they started pumping Void stuff through the spires and shit, and it all fed back and... kaboom. But anyway... Yeah, if you wanted to go out there, you know, it's pretty cool.
I will, eventually.
But the only thing I really didn't like about that entire quest is you had to wait and watch the entire fucking play.
What's wrong with that?
It was like 20 minutes!
And so?
I'm like, oh god, come on, guys! Can't I just say I was here?
No.
Nope, had to watch the whole thing.
And then after the play ends, ding, you get an update. Doesn't matter if you paid attention to it. Matter of fact, I left the theater and went down and checked out Vasha's Deep for a minute. I came back, the play was still going, so I waited around and waited around. All of a sudden, bing, quest update. Oh, all right, I can leave now, thanks. Oh, but anyway.
Ew, Turkey, you should watch the whole thing. Could have been important information in there.
So, it's interesting to say the least. And the whole play is put on by ghosts.
Ooh.
Ghosts.
I'll have to get out there eventually. I've got, like, you know how the quest thing will show more than one now?
Mm-hmm.
It's friggin' full right now. I can't get
anything. Oh, yeah. Nobrin, I believe, put the quest, the new quest window together.
Oh, cool.
I think
love it,
so. I could be wrong about that, but I believe it was Nobrin that did it.
Whoever did it, it's great. I love wonderful. It. I don't have to keep flipping back and forth between my journal and that. When I finish one, I can look to see what else I've got going on.
And have you noticed that if you're in a group, if you're sharing a quest, it'll pop to the top?
Yeah.
That rocks. I like it.
Really rocks. I noticed that any of the new ones that you get usually pop up to the top on this
one. Mm-hmm. But if you change zones... If you change zones and the one you previously had on top was in a different zone, it'll go to the bottom.
Right.
I'm liking it.
And you can tell which ones are different zones. Like, I have a bunch for... I have some for Stonebrunt and then the other place.
Stonebrunt Highlands.
Yeah, I have some for Stonebrunt Highlands and, hang on a second. A Sundered Frontier.
Sundered Frontier.
A Sundered Frontier. And they are color-coded, which is really nice.
Oh, no. Color-coding is the level of the quest.
You sure?
Yes.
I've also noticed sometimes there's like...
Yeah, it's the level of the quest. And so if you go into your quest journal, you'll see that quests are blue, quests are yellow, quests are white. Well, that's what the different colored arrow means. And if you have two arrows up, that means it's heroic.
Oh. Okay. I was wondering. I thought maybe they were designating which zone it came from.
Nope. And then three arrows up is epic. So there we go.
You know, I didn't know that there was... I had one problem when I was doing the pandas.
Pandas.
Sorry. I'm eating some whoppers. The adventure side of the pandas. When you have to go out and burn the body.
Yeah.
I go trotting out there, and just as I get to the body, this 3-up, 85, 86 level named troll shows up. I'm thinking, oh, great, this must be part of the quest. Well,
nope.
Oh! To beat
God
me.
Damn, I gotta take a screenshot of this.
What?
Damn, I wish we would have gotten here a little sooner.
What?
Oh, I'm going back to the freaking... Can I go there? God damn it. Toxilia, I just went to the launch pad, and Toxilia was just flying by.
Oh, yeah. She pretty much almost knocked me off of the launch pad the other day from Peniel.
Ah, shit, where'd she go now?
She flies really close.
Yep, and she was just heading to Spire Island, so I went to Spire Island, and now I don't see her. She must have passed by, or she's under. Maybe she dove under.
Well, she flies right over.
Well, I don't see her, so it probably took me longer to get back here than I thought. So I took a... No, I mean, I went in there, and boom, I get hit with her fucking wing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I don't see her anymore.
So anyway, as I was saying, she's flying over the Spiral Island right now.
Oh, okay.
And she's heading for the Karen Island. Anyway, as I was saying, when I was just about ready to burn the body, this named triple troll shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he wasn't part of the quest, but I didn't know at the time, so I proceeded to try and defend myself because he was decided he was going to beat on me. And I ended up dying. I couldn't run him off. I couldn't get rid of him. Nothing. And I have never seen him on the path again. So if you're out there doing... This is in Tox Forest, just down from the Queen's chamber out there, over by the launch pad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what he's for or why he was there, but he's mean.
No, he
wasn't. Extremely mean.
He wasn't there when I went through the quest.
I've never seen him before. I've been over there quite a few times, but lo and behold, he shows up and decides he was going to kick my butt.
Hmm. Nope.
Started with a G or something.
Hmm.
And I don't know why he was there.
I am not knowing.
He just decided right then and there he was going to kick my butt. That is the only mob I've ran into so far that I've had a problem with. That and the,
Well, that's because you're just stinking Uber.
Well, I'm not.
I, on the other hand, was going to comment this week. Sure. And I made this comment in the OGR channel earlier in the week, by the way. Oh, sure. They made the Sundered Frontier so easy... just to sucker you in, and then you get to the Stonebrun Highlands and everything kicks your ass. Then again, I don't think I'm the right level to be in the... that is, when I started in the Stonebrun Highlands, I really wasn't the right level to be here to begin with.
But what level were you when you went over?
83. Really only supposed to be 85... really supposed to do this area 84, 85.
Yeah, I was 84 when I came over, I think. I do not remember.
And I just want to remind everyone, come and celebrate spring at the Fadeweir Fair, March 12th, 13th, and 14th. Information at fadeweirfair.com.
Fadeweir Fair?
Yep. Apparently, Skyanna and Tergard are trying their hands at a fair this year.
Haven't they done that before in the past? I thought there was another one last year.
Was there?
This isn't the first one, is it?
I don't know.
I thought they had a Fadeweir Fair last year.
I don't know.
I guess we'll have to find out. So what advice would you give to people about the new eras, if you could give them one piece of advice?
One piece of advice?
Yes.
Hmm.
Not the one you gave me. Which was, oh, hon, you can jump from the Karen Island to the Tiger Island.
Well, you can. You just have to have Featherfall.
Now, you didn't tell me that till afterwards. Oh, by the way, you need to have Featherfall on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
Uh-huh.
I thought everyone had Featherfall at this point.
Not always. So, what would be your piece of advice?
My piece of advice for people would be mouse over everything to make sure it doesn't see invis. You don't know how many times I've been running through someplace. You know, I was like, do, having fun, getting my ass kicked. Because there was that one mob that I thought was just like everybody else. But no. So where are you headed?
I'm just turning in my dailies. So last week I offered up a contest to have people send in a piece of advice, some wisdom. We had two entries, and do you want to read them? Yeah, there goes my phone. I gotta shut.
Go right ahead.
Oh, why me?
Because
I'm futzing with my phone. I'm trying to shut it down.
All right, hold on. You emailed it to me,
it's
right?
It's too loud.
Mm.
Okay. Only two entries were done, so let's see here. The first one's a limerick, huh?
Well, it's fine.
Okay. Saying Hung's tail chaser from the Newtonia Bell server says, there once was a... Now, this doesn't even make sense. I'm sorry. There once was a Uridite from Paneel. He says Uridin from Paneel. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But there once was a Uridite from Paneel who tried to sit but could only kneel. He went to the Haumane to get a real chair. They said, your faction is too low, so get the frack out of here. Okay.
Well, he tried.
And the second one, Ender Wiggin, is actually True Flight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ender Wiggin is True Flight, actually. Okay. Number one, gnomes cannot fly. And number two, even with Featherfall adornments, gnomes cannot fly.
Okay. They could be punted, though.
Well, they'd probably prefer not to be.
So anyway, we'll send both of those guys something. We'll dig in the goodie bag and get something out. For at least participating. I don't think the limerick was bad. I mean, you know.
I'm not saying bad.
At least they tried. Come on. Oh, Skyanna's saying this is the first year for the fair.
There we go. Okay, let's see here. Is this the place I wanted to go? I don't remember. I think so. Let's find out by running past all these void guys.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm getting kind of tired of the void guys. Sony, hello? Getting a little tired of the void guys. What the hell is that? A void what? Destroyer. Okay, it's a little bigger than the regular void guys. Nope, this is not where I wanted to go. I was trying to get to the theater, and then you could port over to me.
Don't worry about getting to the theater. I'm still turning in. The dailies are important. See, once you do all the crafting quests and stuff, that's all you can do is the once a daily thing for crafting, you know, goodness.
Hmm. Oh, here it is. The Deepwater Pavilion. Is what it's called. The home of the Deepwater Knights. Yes.
I haven't found any trade skill missions except the ones that they give me on a daily basis.
Hmm.
I'll have to poke around some more. See what I'm missing. Because I gotta get Crema up here next. And it's been so friggin' long that I forgot about, you know, buying recipes or how they worked.
Oh, this is cool. I'm flying over to the theater right now, and it's all outside. I didn't realize it was all outside. Okay, sorry, you were saying?
I was saying the other day when I said I couldn't make something because they weren't giving it to me. And I couldn't buy it, remember? And you pointed out the fact that they were selling advanced and I needed normal. I totally forgot about needing the normal recipes.
Mm.
Like such a ditz.
Derp.
Doo-doo-doo.
Derp-doo-derp.
I'm having that problem again. I don't remember where to go get the tinkering ones, the higher level ones.
They don't have them at the merchant in the guild hall?
No.
They had all mine.
Tinkering?
No, I can't. You can't see any trade skill recipes other than the ones that you can actually use. So the only ones I can see are the woodworking ones.
Okay, well, tinkering. And no, they're not there.
Well, I don't know then.
I know, and I can't remember. I don't remember if I had to go to, for above 400.
Maybe someone listening in knows. If you know where to find the higher level...
Gnome Land. That's what I kind of thought.
Gnome Land.
Okay. I will try that. But it's been such a long time, I totally... I've forgotten the where's and the who's and the what's.
The who, the how, the who?
Well, when you're doing the crafting quest, they usually give you something, a little thing to scribe, and that has your thing on it. So I didn't even think about having to buy normal crafting spells. So some I turned down, like, I don't know, I can't make this. I think I even sent a bug report in or two. I sent another one later going, I feel sheepish. I am sorry. I didn't think about that part.
Okay, I'm at the theater now.
Yeah, well, I'm almost done, okay? I got two more stops.
Hey, look, woman. I kill you.
And maybe I want to experience that when I get to it.
Well, fine. Be that way.
And no, they're not on the Butcher Block docks. The Butcher Block docks only have, like, the beginning spells. So it's one of the places I looked. I thought about looking in Kalathan, but I remember, too, that they don't have the advanced ones either. So, yeah. My next thought was Steamfont, where the gnomes are. So... I was lucky. I ended up getting another blueprint. I'm so happy. I have the hot-wired gnomish hover pad. That is so slick. A lot of people don't like it, and you didn't like it because you thought I was polluting Norath.
Yep.
You're a polluter.
But it's cool. It's the same speed as my rhyme horse. It's just that the rhyme horse has extra stats for fighting, you know? But as far as speed... that is just as good as the quested one. Okay, yeah, I got one more to turn into Pain Evil. Yep, and I've got some wormhole generators. I got one for Odin, and I got one for the Moors. Good deal. I haven't made them yet. And then I've got to look into transmuting. Oh boy. They've changed it, I know. It's supposed to make it easier to use. I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay.
Well, so apparently the Deepwater Knights is another faction with their own stuff to buy. Not much, though. No armor, really.
Okay. Well, I need to be joined with you before I can, you know.
Yeah, let me get into a good spot here.
Watch him step off the edge of a cliff.
Well, actually, the entire theater is on the edge of a cliff, and you can fall to your doom. Okay, go ahead.
That'll teach me, right?
Join with me, and together we will rule the galaxy. If that is your destiny.
Moving on.
To where?
Well, apparently Deepwater Knights.
Aha.
It's a neat little theater. Well, gigantic fucking theater. They have quests and...
True Flight seems to think I need to go to Bonemire.
Bonemire? Why in the world would you want to go to Bonemire? Oh, you mean for your tinkering stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know these things. There you are. Hi.
Hi. I got another piece of advice that was just sent in at last minute.
What's that?
Don't talk to dragons, even if they look like NPCs, because you will be lunch. Enter Toxilla's mound and check it out. Yes, I did. I went into the queen's mound, and there are all these dragons in there, and she's way up top, and they're all white, and, you know, no threatening and stuff. I go, oh, cool, I'm going to go over and check this out. And I run across, and next thing I know, they're all going, what are you doing here? You're interrupting us. Poor Urson. He didn't know it hit him. He was with my group. He decided to follow me in to see what was going on. It was like, oops. So, yeah. And they say that there's a named troll that gives his head when you kill it. So you kill a troll for head?
That's wrong on so many levels.
Listen, I didn't have a chance to find out. He was triple up, not double up. He was triple up, trust me. It was like I looked at him and went, what in the heck is he doing here? Reading the quest again. You may get our aggro, but you can run it off. I'm looking at him going, yeah. I should have ran the other way. I should have ran towards the launch pad. I noticed that if you got a train on you, run to the launch pad. There's like a anti-aggro field over there that make them drop off.
Oh, that's good.
So
you're saying there's some nasty troll out there that if you hit him, he'll give you head.
Yep.
That's wrong. It's wrong.
At least it's not doing it in the hole.
Very true.
So they're having their play right now, aren't they?
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it. Why do I want to watch it now? Oh, yes, I was here.
Oh, you have been here?
I have been here, but this was in beta. And all these people weren't here yet. This was just a big open area, and I was wondering what this was.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran all the way out here and went, what the heck is this? This is neat, but have no clue what it's for, and took off again.
Yep, you can hear them having their play up there on the stage. And you can go up on stage around the corner here.
And like I said, I have my balls. If you have done the Tenemus Deep, am I saying that right?
Tomorrow's Deep.
If you've done the choke ball quest with Grassigator, you end up getting this choke ball with the you know, little guy in it. Well, they have another one. And it's in Moonhaven. That's why everybody's running around with these cats, with the Fear Stalker cats. You can get this one. So I have two balls now.
Yay
me! Gotta catch them all. Seems to be lacking. We only got two. We need more. Yeah, this has a big old drop-off, doesn't it? Yeah. Whee!
Yeah, that's not a fun drop-off either.
No, I'm right at the edge, too. That is supposedly where the hole is, somewhere down there.
Well, if you look straight up, you can see a void space.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was another thing I found out about the hole. They're shooting rotangas. They're stuffing rotangas into barrels. And they're shooting him into a void storm.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are they shooting rotangas out of a barrel?
I don't know. But see, that's another thing you learn when you do the rotakill lore and legend, is that the rotakill were the very first creations of Brel. Not the first, but the rotakill that's writing this book. They were part of the first. And they were just... They have really long claws and really sharp teeth and everything. And they were just really overzealous about taking over the world. They thought they were better than everybody else. So Brel got upset. Took them all and locked them up in the living vault of stone, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried again. And he named the second batch he did Rotakill. And he went to Bristlebane and to get them to have a little bit of mirth, because Rokillet. Okay. And well, Bristlebane did that, but he also added in the ability for them to be thieves and cheats and you know the King of Thieves type situation. And so they weren't really much better than the first ones. They just were not as violent, I guess. they were more into stealing and stuff. And Brell locked them up. So we were all having this discussion about the different. when you go into the hall, you're killing the first generation. The second generation, the Rotakill, are the ones running around up on the land. And the third is supposed to be the Ratangas. So we're all talking lore and trying to fight down there at the same time, which was amusing at sometimes. It was like, guys, yep. We're getting killed here. Shut up and get over here and get some tail.
Look behind you. They're about to reveal the Void Conspiracy.
The Void Conspiracy.
Yep. That El Arad is the guy that sold out to the Void, and he's about to reveal his partners.
Partners in crime.
He is in the books that I was collecting before. Urson was trying to tell me how to say Rotakill.
Rotakillik.
Rotakillik?
Rotakillik. Or just do as I do and just call him Rotakill.
Rotakill.
But it's fascinating. We're all going off more on the lore than paying attention to what we're killing in the hole.
Oh, would you look at that?
I was with just about all. Well, I was just. It was mainly Ratangas and one Karen and then me. So that was really interesting.
Look what Delmon just linked in there. The worm pendant longbow.
Is he? Why is he doing that? Well, it looks like crap. Sorry.
Looks like crap. A shitload better than mine. See, here they come. Here come the Void. The Void.
I still say my eagle talon's better.
Oh, yours is, yes, not mine.
Well, that's because I went hidden and did it.
Oh, bite my ass.
Oop, well, the Void killed them both, it looks like. And they took off.
I'm coughing like crazy now. Deal is.
It's not my fault.
It's all your fault.
No, it isn't.
It is.
And the earring that Delmon's linking. A lot of int on it.
Let's see here.
That wouldn't be something I would pick. That's a caster item.
Yeah, that's definitely more of a caster item. I have better than that for myself.
I will have to come out here and watch the whole play instead of walk in the middle of it. But yeah, I was out here in beta. This was interesting. I didn't know what it was for.
You want to see what a missionary is?
A what?
The Vash's Deep.
Sure.
It's behind the main staircase here.
Lots of quest givers out here.
Oh yeah. Well, they're all for the
The Deepwater Knights faction. I did go down here. And I was wondering what the heck this was. And it takes you down. So yeah, I poked around out here. I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but I was
a couple NPCs over here for your missions.
In the vasty deep.
In the vasty deep.
In the deep.
Now, I'm still working on getting those two books that you got. I also got one from the pandas. I got part one.
Panda?
So that means there's part two. Not the pandas, the second set of pandas that you run into in Stonebrunt. Wow. Yep, I ran through here too. Checking it out, looking around. Didn't know what this was, too. This is sort of like in between everything.
Yeah, and then you have to go all the way up.
And then all the way down.
Oh,
You know what those barrels look like that I see here?
What's that? Outside of looking like giant test tubes.
They remind me of the movie Phantasm.
Phantasm?
Yes.
I don't remember barrels looking like that in Phantasm. I was thinking
But the whole idea...
Maybe Prince of Darkness I was thinking of.
Well, anything that has to do with a barrel or something in it reminds me of Phantasm. Hmm. Remember, right? They were squishing people and shoving them into barrels?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you go all the way down here.
I'm going to hop into the conservatory just to see what it looks like.
Go right ahead.
Yay!
Ah! You take me with you!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, crap. Well, there you go, guys. Now you have your... It is a instant pull.
Ooh, this is nice.
What?
Well, once you get in here.
I'm still zoning in.
This is nice. Now, this is, a magical chest. I don't see a magical chest. It says, I notice a magical chest near me. I don't see one. Magical chest.
That is pretty. Wow.
Now, this is one of the areas that they advertised in the, not advertised, but they kept showing, concept art for.
This is pretty.
This is really nice. And I'm getting a message from Esquibel.
Esquibel.
Stuff does not see invis in the conservatory. So we can go ahead and explore.
Well, that's not the way to go. It's up this way.
That's the exit. You seeing any magical chests? I keep getting a message saying that I notice a magical chest near me. Funny, I don't see a magical chest. Not seeing one. I can't seem to click on any of these. Unless they mean yours.
mine are always magical.
Magical, mystical chest of Elquinjana.
It's pretty.
Mm-hmm. And giant wisps. Ooh, we can get discovery.
I know, but just be careful. What's all these cleansing entities floating all around making bubbles?
Well, apparently they're washing the place. I like this. This is what I would picture the Plane of Growth looking like. You know, if Tanair has a...
Well, I like the fact that they've got these terrarium-type things going along the side of the walls with trees and grass and stuff.
The Tree of Superior Thought.
There's shovels and stuff. You're further in than I am.
I like going deep, what can I say?
Yeah, but you're not in the hole. So I guess that's a tree.
Oh, the innuendo is flying!
And it's a problem if you get into the... You know there's three holes down there?
Really?
Yes.
Uh-oh, then we have the Misty Dead. And when you go into the Misty Dead, everything kind of turns yellowish-green.
And when I was trying to get with my party, I was trying to figure out, well, which hole should I be in? Which way did you go? Left or...
Around to the left, I think.
Okay, because there's... So, something is stirring in the water. Oh, this is not good.
I don't see something.
Well, I just saw that.
Yeah, so did I. I think I triggered it, but I don't see
anything. Yeah, you and your big feet.
Don't see anything stirring. Oh, no.
Misty Dead, bulb holding horrors and stuff. That's a pretty deep pool. Ooh.
What?
Oh, hun.
What?
Yeah, there's something nasty down here.
Where?
There's no, I don't know how to say his name.
There's no map here, so I... Oh, okay, I see where you are.
He is a 87 triple up heroic.
Ooh. What
looking sea monster thing, and...
And it sees us!
Sees you.
Ah! Run away! I'm dead.
I'm staying put.
Damn you, Esquibel! You said nothing would see me!
Well, hon, that thing can see things. It's a sea serpent-type thing down there in the water.
Yes, it's a sea serpent-type eel, and its name is Ilorin.
He's nasty-looking. The ever-seeking.
Yeah, the ever-seeking can apparently see through invis.
Well, yes, he's heroic.
Okay.
I'm really shocked that the other ones in here can't. So, yeah, you don't want to go down in that water. He'll come after you.
Damn you, Esquivel.
You're the one that went to the edge and looked down and went, ooh.
Oh, now I'm getting a dough from Esquivel. Well, except the names.
So we just be careful. I figure the names can see us. But this is really pretty.
Oh, yeah, this zone is fantastic looking. I'm going to go check out the other one.
I'm going, what, the other zone? Or are you going to go to the other side of this one? And there's another big pool here in the center. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to try to keep my butt out of any water. I'm not noticing any sparklies around here.
Not in a mission, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, they've had them before. I think it's the fact that you can go sneaking around in here. What is this?
I don't know. And neither do our audience.
Well, there's a...
A thing?
Well, you know those tree things that come to life?
Yeah.
There's a big one in here inside of a type of a force field that I am not going to go near.
I'll do it.
Fine. And then there's another force field over here on the ramp that goes up that I can't go any further. I guess you have to kill the tree thingy in the center over here before you can go any further.
Oh, yeah, I see where you are. The Hall of the Changelings.
Yeah. But the architecture in here is really neat. I like all the...
Oh, yeah.
The feathers and the, well, not leaves and the bubbles going off. But I'd still like to know what in the heck is in these barrels.
Stuff.
Is that void stuff in there?
Void stuff. Okay, I can't get to the roper. That's what they're called, by the way.
The ropers?
Petrified roper.
You can't get to the roper?
I can't get to him.
You're down there and you're not getting... Ooh.
Nope.
He's alive, though. And he's looking around.
Whoop, he just saw you.
No, he does not see me yet.
Oh, okay.
He has not become targetable. That's be something else you gotta do to trigger him.
Oh, I think we can take this guardian.
Are you serious?
No.
No! Uh-uh.
Oh, if he bolt sniper
no.
him.
No. Maybe the white ones. Not the yellow. Possibly a white one, but I have not had any luck with triple ups. They're all triple ups in here, huh? No. Yeah. It would take a little... If it was like a single or a double, we might. The triple, forget it. It'd be like me going up against that troll in the forest again. I didn't even make a dent on him. Right. Not even a friggin'.
Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and take a music...
Now, before we take a music break,
yeah.
I'm going to run another contest.
Are you?
Just during the show.
Okay, go ahead.
And does anybody in the channel know what they have to put in front if they're on another server to send me a message? Isn't it tell?
Yeah, well, it would be just be Antonia underscore Bale dot Elquinjetta.
Okay. The contest is, I have gotten Jethel his birthday present.
Uh-oh.
And it's up to you to guess what it is. And the only hint I'm giving you guys is it was something that, from Fanfare. That is all I'm going to say. Send me your tells with your guesses. I'm going to take a break myself. When I come back, I'll read them. And whoever gets the right answer, I will send you something. How's that?
It was something from Fanfare.
It was something that you could have gotten at Fanfare. How's that?
Okay. All right. We shall return.
Okay.
Okay, and we're back. Sort of. Maybe. Yes.
Are we?
Back. Okay, I have guessed. I know what it is.
Uh-oh. What?
You got me that girl that was half naked and painted up to be a siren. You got her, right? Remember the girl with the purple fins and stuff?
No.
That was in a bikini? No?
Sorry.
What about the chick that was playing Antonia Vale?
She wasn't available.
It's Brass, isn't it? You got me, Brass!
No.
No. You got me...
She said something about not having half enough tea in China for that? I don't know.
Well, exactly. She doesn't work for tea. She works for ale. Ale!
Not enough ale in all of Washington for that.
You got me a Brenlo? Is that it? Aw, mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. You got me Xanadi, didn't you? Oh, boy. I'm tired.
I'm sorry.
Ever since that episode with my heart, I'm telling you, I mean, I felt great beforehand. I really did. But I'm just getting run down. Well.
It's because you haven't had a lot of caffeine in your diet.
Well, that's true, too. But I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow afternoon, so.
Nope, I didn't get you any... You've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. They called me up yesterday.
I figured they were supposed to. And no, if I got him cubes for his birthday, he'd be eating them.
But there were no cubes at the fanfare.
That's true. Nobody said... No, you guys keep guessing in channel. You gotta send them to me. Just in case somebody gets it right. I don't want them to know. It's gonna be hard enough when it finally comes and, you know, he's gonna go... He's gonna be all over it. Birthdays with him and gifts at all. I mean, if you have something for him and he knows it, he wants it now. Christmas is terrible.
Oh, please.
It is. Nah, you're pretty good about Christmas. You rattled things.
I just don't want you to tell me what it is, or what's even worse is don't taunt me with it.
I'm not.
Don't taunt the Jethel.
Because you will be destroyed.
Destroyed, I say. You know what? We got a vast selection of t-shirts. Well, not a vast selection, but we have a vast pile of Sony podcast t-shirts. Ooh, hello, Domino. How you doing? Let's see. What can we have people guess on?
Well, they're already guessing on this.
I know. But, you know, how are they supposed to guess what you got me? I mean, you get a lot of stuff at the fanfare.
They're doing pretty good. I mean, trust me.
Has anyone come close?
One person sort of close.
We may have to fall back on the sort of close thing there, huh?
What? Fall? What do I have to fall back on? Or why?
Because they're not going to guess it.
No, I didn't get Domino for Jethel's birthday.
Oh. She's cute, too.
No, she was not. Now, I didn't say it was for sale in the dealer's room. Besides, they're having fun. But it was there in the dealer and game room.
Was it a thing?
It was a thing,
alright.
So we're just gonna get you a thing and be done with it.
We're narrowing it down. She got me a thing.
No. Boy, I got things chasing me.
Things?
I have things chasing me.
I see.
And it did work. They quit chasing me when I got up to the pad.
All right. Well, that's an important note then. Wouldn't one say? Well, so I guess
I'm zoning, so I can't answer anybody for a second.
Okay. Well, I guess my goal for this next week,
yes,
is another two levels at least.
Okay.
You know, now that we're progressing, experience is slowing down.
I thought maybe I could, you know, hunt with you if I was caught up with you.
I see how you are.
You're still ahead of me on the quests.
So I'm thinking another two levels at least. And that will bring me to 88. So I just want to get to 90 just to be done with it. I don't like leveling. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they can make, like, EverQuest Next. You know, the one that's on the drawing board right now. They can make it where nobody levels. Just make it one level. You know what I mean? And I'd be very happy. Just make it all skill-based. But what do I know?
See, I'm still having fun.
Hey, we just had a ding. So, Kimiel on the Antonia Vale server just dinged to level 39 Bruiser. So congratulations to Kimiel. Let me get my ding up here. There you go. It's a nice ding for you.
And I can't ding again until you're dinged again, right?
You're not allowed to.
What?
You're not allowed to ding without me.
I have a winner.
Oh, you do? Okay, who's your winner?
Urson.
Okay, and what does Urson win? Stuff?
Stuff. We'll dig him out something out of the box.
Stuff.
Keep your mouth shut, Urson.
I feel bad for True Flight.
I know.
True Flight, who is Xanadai's real-life husband, by the way, for those of you who don't know. True Flight has some kind of an eye infection. Apparently, it's some kind of rare virus that is highly contagious and stuff, and he really can't look at a monitor for great periods of time. So he's actually been out of the game for a few days. And he's sending me messages through Yahoo Instant Messenger right now. It's like, I want a ding! But he can't play. His eyes can't take it. So, you know, True Flight, we're wishing you well. Get better. Take the medicine that your doctor has prescribed for you and get back into the game as soon as you can.
It swelled his eyes shut today, didn't it?
Yeah, Xanadai sent me a picture and it looked like his eyes were swollen shut. Or something
God.
Like that. So, yeah. Get better, man. We look forward to having you back in the game.
And when he does, I'll group up with him and we'll tear things up.
And Xanadai, you stay away from him. The doctor said it's highly contagious. We don't need you out, too.
Yep.
In the world.
He can read text off of like the phone and stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That's how we've been talking to him, is through our phones. In text and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're true.
I'm gonna have to adjust my plans, I think. I was just thinking, you know, when I do my redesign, I'm just going to pack up the whole fucking hall and start from scratch. You know, have a blank slate to work with.
You might as well.
But I would like to incorporate the arena that True Flight did here. You know what I mean? I don't want to touch the arena.
Then what you do is you go through room by room and just pack stuff up as you go and leave the arena as it is.
Yeah, that or... I don't know. I'm looking at it here. I think we can rebuild it pretty easy.
No. You can't load an you know, like you on the house thing, you can't do that with the guild, can you?
Yeah. You can, but then you'd have to, you know, I don't think there were the items that he's made this out of, you can't really isolate it. I wish you could...
Hon, if you let me finish what I was going to say, we can go through and click on items in the place and shove them into the packing crate. And then you save the guild. When you get everything you want in the packing crate except for the arena. Hmm. And then I would do a save of the hall and then cut out everything except the arena. Keep that as a backup, just in case. Hmm. You know?
Now we have to wait till next month to find out what the Freeport stuff looks like.
Well, it's either going to be Freeport or Kinos. Chatterata dinged 46 achievement points.
All right. Congratulations to Chatterella. Yeah, let's get the AAD next. There we go.
So I'll have to come up with another sort of little contest for next week.
Okay.
I am going to get back to the guild and go out to Steamfront.
Yeah, let's go out to Steamfront. And see if they have
Freeport in the they're saying Freeport in the channel because in Kino in on test it started out as Kinos.
Ah, right. So technically it's already been there. So maybe Freeport then. I don't know. We'll find out next month.
I'm holding off to see what they got. I need to redo my place anyway, but you know, I liked what they had for the Gorwin one.
Yeah, I wish I would have picked up more stuff from them.
I do. I like some of the stuff from Gorwin because the reds and stuff.
Mm-hmm. The reds look awesome.
I have almost 200 of those stupid little tokens.
I have, what, 130? Something like that? Let's see. 134.
I just haven't spent any. Well, I bought a dress. I bought a dress there. That's about it. How do you like the new writ system? The fact that you're getting one writ for all the different factions.
I like it. Short and sweet, right to the point. I like it.
I know, but I don't know.
That way it's basically a city writ. And not, you know, working for Ironforge or whatever.
But that's... I don't know, it sort of defeats the purpose of trying to build up on one faction or the other.
Well, you knew it was coming, hon. I mean, remember when you started, if you did writs for one faction, you lost faction with all the
others.
With
the other ones, yes.
And then they stopped that.
Because it got kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
No, we haven't done Where in the North is Cheese at Nibble Buns. We've kind of held off on doing that again.
No, the problem with...
it just seems so easy to find him in.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys figured out where Cheez-It was in under 2 minutes, that's it. I mean, it's getting boring. So, we're trying to think of... You know, it's kind of hard to figure out a weekly contest that we can do that, you know, that we can do over the air. You know, it's not like we can... something we can do over the air that we can play in the channel.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to come up with something else. We're open to suggestions. There's always email. You can email us and... what is it? What email do you want to use?
Well, they can use...
Demon at Kithacore.org?
Mm-hmm. Demon at Kithacore.org.
If you have any suggestions or ideas, anytime. Well, that's the problem. Jethel doesn't wear boxers at all. You free balls. No, just kidding.
Hanging loose and free, baby.
Ro was saying we should do a you should do a song, free balling. Maybe it wasn't Ro. I think it was what's Spindle's Toaster. Toaster was suggesting that.
Free balling.
Yeah, free balling. Since we'll have kilts. But I think Bob Rivers in the Twisted Tunes has one already to that.
Possibly.
I think it's, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Is there a site I can go to find out the the rewards on collections?
EQ Vault?
I mean, sometimes I do actually buy collection pieces just to finish them off.
Hang on a second, let me look.
You know, I got one collection that it would cost me pretty cheap, but I'm missing the rare, and the rare is going for like 7 plat. I'm like, is it worth it? So I'd like to know what the... but yeah, a lot of time it's not worth 7 plat, so I'd like to know what the result is.
A lot of times, you know, the rare is the rare. It could be for, depending on what you're collecting, you got to remember that there's the goggles that took a rare also. And the goggles let you see other stuff, you know, the blue shinies. Everseek.com, I believe, is the only other place outside of Dumb Mom site that, yeah, Everseek does. Everseek? Let's see. Yeah, that's got a pretty big database. They have.
Oh, you mean the site where the database is down? Okay, gotcha.
No, except for me, everseek.com.
No, I'm getting an error.
Really? It's coming up for me. But they have not only all the house items and stuff, but they also have Trade Skill, the merchants, the city merchants, what they've done too. Now, I don't know if they have collectibles. You can probably also look up the collectibles in the wiki. I don't know if they'll show what you get.
I don't know.
But we have so many collectibles. Tuesday was talking about how they felt the sparklies are overabundant. I mean, we have a plethora of collectibles to be just plucked off the ground.
I mean, I hate to say it because I really don't want them to make it harder before I hit level 90, but yeah, the entire everything that I've done so far seems overly easy. You know what I mean?
I said that long time ago when I did my blog about people racing to... I mean, it was level 80s within the first... I mean, at the end of the day of the first... Of the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you remember they did a survey, you know? They did a survey, you know, what kind of content, you know, solo, group, or raid, you know? Maybe enough people chose solo that they decided to make this expansion mostly soloable.
Well, everything in the hole is a group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you do a lot of the missions.
And that's fine, but the open zones themselves seem to be very soloable.
Yeah, or group. You could do it with a couple other people.
Hmm.
Now, let's see.
So, in a way, I'm liking it. In other ways, I'm like, not much of a challenge. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Everseek. Okay, here's the problem. If you go to everseek.com, you get nothing. If you go to www.everseek.com, then it comes up. Odd.
Ah, I don't know.
But yes, they do have the collection stuff. So let's see, what quest was I looking up here? So anyway, I think I want to line up some music here.
You could beat somebody to death with a candlestick.
Hey, whoa! What was a chicken? What?
Here, I'll link it. It was leaked in one of the other channels I'm in. It's called a bloody candlestick.
Oh, jeez.
I wonder if there's a pipe wrench.
The bloody candlestick.
It was Lucan in the library with a candlestick and a vast army of mindless drones.
Jeez. Well, I'm running around Steamfont trying to remember where in the heck the Tinkerer stuff is.
Well, it's up in Gnome Land Security.
I am in Gnome Land Security. I'm looking for the Tinkering Gnome. And you know, like, asking for the Tinkering Gnome in Gnome Land Security is like asking for the librarian in the library. They're all going to point to the same people. And it's like...
Excuse me, little halfling. Can you point me to someone who likes Jum Jum?
Oh, me?
Yeah, I need to talk to the Tinkerer. Well, I'm a Tinkerer. Yeah, okay. That's not the Tinkerer I want. So I'm having to search around. I don't remember. It's been too friggin' long.
I don't know.
Too friggin' long.
I didn't do it. I blame Delmon entirely.
It was all his fault. He hid the tinkering people.
Big jerk.
Maybe.
Alright.
They have to be around here somewhere. Alchemist? Well, I must be getting close. I found an alchemist.
Woo!
Tinkering trainer, yes.
Yay.
Oh, God. Okay, let's see if you guys have anything that I need.
More delight.
Whee! Hey, yes. I see blueprints.
Lots of
them.
That
I can use. Blueprint master number 9. Well, .009, which I'm going to buy. And, my gosh, I don't know when I'll be out here next. There's one at 410, 420, 430. I think I'm going to buy up to 430 because the ones I want to work on are 425. So I have my blueprints, .009 through .012, and I'm good for now. Mm-hmm. Let's see what this one is. What can I make in this one first?
Stuff.
Outfitter's cranial capacitor, Tinker Sparker Sparkle-O-Matic firework, Typhoon-O-Mater generator. Okay, that's at the 400 level. What can I make at 410? Environmental shield, noxious environmental shield, Scholar's cranium capacitor. Okay. Arcane environment shield, craftsman cranial capacitor. Cranial capacitor, craftsman. That's got to be some. Ooh! It's got to be some crafting bonus little item things you can do. And they got a defibrillating heart stopper.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonder if that's a feigned death one.
Could be.
I mean, I already do one. Let's see, what's this one? My last one. Portable chemistry set 2.0. Portable desk 2.0. Portable forge 2.0. I wonder if they give you more time. Tinker vision enhancer. See, there's a tinkerer in there now. What is that one? Yeah. Scholar cranial capacitor. It ups your scribing stuff. Oh. Defibrillating heart stopper.
Heals of feigned death.
Yep. Heals and feigned death. Mm-hmm. As I like my hot, I miss carrying one with me. That's one thing a ranger can never be without is a heart stopper, boy.
Well, that's me.
Saved my bacon a couple times when I've had them on me and remember to make them and take them with me. I thought there used to be, you know, like tinkered paddles that you could shock a person back to life.
I don't know.
I haven't seen them. Maybe they took them back. They took them out or something. Describe what I've got.
Okay, the collection I was looking at have results in a couple of wrist items that are far too low for me now, so forget that.
So the rare has to be used in another set. Usually when they're so really expensive like that, they're used in a bigger set.
Yeah, it could be.
A lot of... there was two... There was one for the Phaedark and one for Kunark that you had this bigger collection quest that you did, and you got these goggles that allowed you to see blue, different colored shinies that you can't normally see. So everybody's after those, so those pieces are usually more expensive.
Oh, well.
I've never finished the Kunark one. I finally finished the Phaedark one.
Maya.
Mm-hmm. I could put them on and go into the basement of the castle and look for blue shinies down there. Is there anything that you like the most out of this expansion so far, hon? I mean, besides you being fairly easy for you to level, is there anything else that's tickled your fancy?
I can't think of one thing in particular. I could just say as a whole, or in the whole, I am enjoying the expansion so far.
You didn't like the kitty cats with the tentacle thingies, do you?
Yeah, I can give or take on those.
I think they look kind of cool.
All right, well.
That shield is kind of neat looking.
Shield? What shield?
They linked it. Oh. It's the Arcane Environmental Shield.
Ah. That's kind of neat looking. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and just play some music.
True Flight says the cats are displacer beasts from D&D.
Okay.
Thought I'd seen them before.
Okay,
but somebody else is saying, Lyra's saying they're not displacer beasts. Okay, and the debate goes on.
Okay. You have anyone you want to shout out to, hon?
Everybody in the guild, True Flight, get better, please. Quit looking at troll porn. This is what happens when you spend too much time looking at troll porn. It swells your eyes up and makes them ooze. So there's your warning for the week, folks. No troll porn.
Exactly.
Stay out of the hole unless you're really prepared. Oh, I miss having innuendos with the hole. That was so fun. It's going to get old really fast, though. Yes, I know. And that's about it.
All right, then. All right, folks. We'll see you next week. Brand new episode of the Death Sobering Show. Who knows? We might actually have a contest for you. We got stuff. We got things. We have really wild things. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, all right. That's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.